he sees it to engage Registrar of Societies over political party registration concerns. Stock markets rise after Strait declared completely open.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mape. Now, stakeholders say embracing artificial intelligence, AI, and other technologies across key sectors is not an immediate threat to job creation in Zambia. This follows recent engagements between government and international institutions, including the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which have encouraged the adoption of AI technological innovations, particularly in sectors such as mining. Zambia's unemployment rate in 2025 is estimated at around 5.9% to 6%, although youth unemployment remains higher, especially in urban areas. Chartered accountant Robert Malasha says that there is need for the country to begin preparing for future jobs by developing relevant skills. Mr. Malasha emphasizes the importance of conducting a national skills audit to identify gaps that may arise as technology continues to evolve.
Instead of fighting the AI, maybe we can start now re-engineering ourselves as a nation, looking at our taking an audit in terms of the skill set that we're developing as a nation, and see how we can be creating jobs for the future or skill sets for the future. Unfortunately, for this position in the mind, because they're trying to promote efficiencies and the time it takes to get products to market, AI will definitely be one of the interventions they use to create those efficiencies and remove the human factor. Human factor has got its own challenges because people will be on sick leave, there's moody, but with AI, it's a machine. So it's very similar.
And a financial expert, Kapamba Shila, stressed the need for increased capacity building as the country adopts new technologies.
Yes, there will be downsides, but not like people think. Like, say, I would go to replace construction jobs immediately. It won't replace builders, carpenters. It's not replacing those kind of jobs. It's actually replacing white-collar jobs. I don't know if that makes sense. So it's not the people, like the common people, that will be hit directly by AI. Not now, but maybe later. It's not yet able to build a house and write you a document, but not build your house.
The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has urged the University of Zambia management to establish a structured system for resolving its challenges in order to avoid disruptions to the academic calendar. Recently, the University of Zambia management announced the closure of the higher learning institution due to water challenges. ZANEC Executive Director George Amsunga says that it is time the University of Zambia takes a proactive approach in addressing its internal issues rather than relying on temporal measures that fail to provide lasting solutions. Mr. Amsunga emphasized that higher learning institutions are endowed with academic experts who are capable of offering sustainable solutions to the challenges affecting the university. He further states that there is need for management to expand its investment portfolio as a way of addressing ongoing financial constraints facing the institution. Mr. Amsunga notes that implementing long-term strategies will not only stabilize operations but also safeguard academic progress.
But I think it's incumbent upon university management to ensure that, they start thinking about how they can be dismantling these problems through a more structured and planned, way. It is not always the responsibility of government. Yes, government can give them money, but also management has got a responsibility to try and engage, various stakeholders, including private sector, as well as doing investments that we can in turn reinvest in improving the university. We know of universities, for instance, some of the new universities.
The Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says that it has resolved to engage Registrar of Societies over concerns on registration of political parties highlighted in the meeting, including failure to update office bearers. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zolomi states that the Commission will also engage the Office of the Attorney General on the requirement for presidential candidates to be ordinarily resident in Zambia to seek clarification on the prescribed period one must reside in the country. Mrs. Olomis confirmed that the verification of grade 12 certificates will be done by the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, using their online platform of physical verification. She explained. that for the pre-processing of the 100 supporters, political parties and independent candidates must write to the commission expressing interest for their supporters to be processed in the provinces. The chairperson adds that parties and independent candidates interested in pre-processing must pay nomination fees for presidential candidates by April 29, 2026. She said that the commission will also consider nomination fees for members of parliament, mayoral, council chairperson and councillor positions, and communicate by the decision rather by April 30th, 2026. The commission has suggested 100,000 kwacha for male, 80,000 kwacha rather for female, 60,000 kwacha for youths, and 60,000 kwacha for persons with disabilities, which have been rejected by political parties.
The success of the electoral process depends on the conduct and cooperation of all stakeholders, particularly political parties and their candidates. I therefore urge all presidential aspiring candidates gathered here to 1. Adhere strictly to the legal and procedural requirements. 2. Engage constructively with the commission and promote peaceful and issue-based political competition. Let us all remember that elections are not merely contests for power, but processes through which the will of the people is expressed.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 81 licenses, 16 construction permits, and several license inclusions valued at 7.3 billion kwacha. ERB Corporate Affairs Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says that the approvals represent an investment opportunity, commitment rather, of approximately $380 million aimed at improving energy service delivery and infrastructure development in Zambia. Ms. Kasumpa says that the approvals span the electricity, renewable energy and downstream petroleum subsectors, reflecting continued investor confidence in the country's energy sector. She adds that in the renewable energy sector, 6 licenses were issued for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of equipment, including a project focused on biofuels as an alternative to charcoal. Meanwhile, in the electricity subsector, 4 construction permits were granted for the development of the power generation facilities expected to enhance generation capacity and improve systems reliability. In the petroleum subsector, multiple licenses were issued covering transportation, importation, distribution and retail of petroleum products, as well as liquefied petroleum gas LPG.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 31 licenses, 16 construction permits and inclusions to licenses, representing a total investment commitment of 7.3 billion Zambian kwacha towards enhancing energy service delivery and infrastructure development in Zambia. In the renewable energy subsector, the ERB approved 6 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment. A license was granted to Makota Environmental Standards Africa Limited for the production of biofuels as an alternative to charcoal. This approval is particularly significant as it contributes to reducing reliance on charcoal and supports environmental sustainability while contributing to the diversification of the national energy mix.
And now, business news. Business news.
Lwapula Province Minister Nelson Musonda has announced that all is set for the 2026 Lwapula Investment Expo, with preparations at an advanced stage ahead of the event scheduled to run from April 20th to 24 in Mansa. The Lwapula Provincial Administration has also signed a broadcast partnership with Topstar Telecommunications, which will serve as the official broadcaster sponsor for the event. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Musonda disclosed that President Ala Indichima is expected to grace the expo as guest of honor. He says that the president's attendance underscores government's commitment to unlocking investment opportunities and driving economic transformation in the province. Mr. Musonda notes that government has intensified works on key access roads, including Tuta Road connecting Sanfia to Mansa and the Pedico Road linking Zambia to the Democratic Republic of Congo, to ensure smooth movement of investment and guests. Mr. Musonda said that the expo, being held under the theme Unlocking Lwapula's Investment Opportunities for Sustainable Economic Growth, aims to attract over $1 billion United States dollars in investment.
As we undertaken legal works, on the key entry roads in Joro Akra Province, not in Bali.